It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. I don't know about your house, Bob, but I spent a few days. I was off last week on the show. You guys probably didn't miss me. But I was in Florida, and spring has sprung there. But heck, man, I think I brought it back to Michigan with us. It's pretty dang nice these last few days.
Well, thanks for coming back, and you look great with that golden tan.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's a story behind every tan, isn't there?
Yeah. And cancer.
Right. Not
for,
funny. I got a little, after I, you know, because the first time you get this stark white body out in the sun, you get a sunburn. I mean, it doesn't feel like you do till about 8 o'clock at night. And it's like, wow, this really hurts. Well, I got this little spot on my shoulder that didn't tan. It grayed. Got to go get that thing checked out. Everything else got all bright red. And that little spot about the size of a dime is like, not the one I wanted to see, so I got to take a look at that. And
I use Dr. Ashak.
Well, maybe I'll go see him. Yeah, I'm serious because
they're awesome.
That's nothing I don't think I want to play with. So
no, he's an amazing fellow.
Yep. But yeah. Not so Horshack, anyway, but Ashak.
Right? Yeah. Mr. Carter. Florida food, Joppy. What'd you eat?
I ate a lot of things that weren't good for me, but I just I did eat a couple things that were Florida-ish and. One that you've had many times, I think, but I had never had, and I was almost chickened out, but then I said, hey, what the heck, it can't kill me, right? And that was
Gator?
Escargot.
Oh.
We went to the docks, not that they were fresh snails, I don't know, but it was on the menu, and the people that we were with ordered two orders of it, and it was
funny. How'd they serve it?
What? It's on a little ceramic
special
plate,
dish.
And the little cups in there and the little snails, they were out of the shell. You didn't have to pick them out yourself.
Right.
They were in there, and there was some, I think what was garlic butter, and then they served like a little crostini to put them on. But being naive, as I was, because I'd never eaten snails before, I reached down to pick one up, and that little freaking ceramic plate was about 400 degrees. On the end of the thumb. I'm like, well, I guess I'll
teach you to use the little snail fork.
Right. I was putting the little toast point down there, and I was just going to flick it on. Yeah, there it goes. But anyway, so that was kind of fun.
They have those, I think they're like pewter or aluminum. Some are cast, but they're generally like
this one was ceramic, man, and it was hot.
Well, my point is they put the snails in with a little butter and garlic, basically, and salt. And pepper, probably, and then they just throw it in the broiler for like a minute.
Well, I think it was in there more than a minute because that dish was really hot.
Did you have any good fish?
I had snook that was really good at a place called Snook's down in Marco Island. We went down there for an afternoon evening, and we were in Naples is where we were, so it was an easy little trip down there. And I just had it broiled, and it was just a mild, flaky fish, and I thought it was very good, a nice portion of it. And then
like many of the good-tasting fish, it's a rather ugly fish.
Right, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it reminded me, I did eat scallops when I was down there, and they're a seafood, and we've given this recipe before, but I was going to do it again because this is actually kind of how it was prepared. I just didn't have this much of it. This is for a bunch of skewers, right? But basically a 350, 400-degree grill, I'm going to put this with some asparagus spears as well. So you just cut them to length and thread the scallops alternately with asparagus onto a skewer, right? So you want a little bit bigger asparagus. You don't want the thinner ones, but a little bit bigger. And just 2-inch pieces, right? And you put those on there and then grill the kebabs. And what I would do is drizzle a little lemon infused olive oil over top of those, and you'll know when they're done because the scallops go to opaque, almost white, and a dense color from kind of translucent when you put them on there.
Right.
But super easy to do.
They cook really fast.
Yeah, they cook really fast, and you just need a little salt and pepper on them with that lemon oil, and that's the way they were served.
Make sure you rinse them.
Yeah, don't want the gravel, but I'm going to assume that that's all done. But anyway, so those were really my seafood. The snails, the snook, and then the scallops. So those are the three S's
escargot.
I had.
Escargot is It's a dying cuisine. It's old school continental cuisine that went away with a lot of the great restaurants like Duba's and Safies and,
right,
you know, the old school,
right,
suit and tie.
Well, the thought of them is worse than the taste. I'll give you that right away. You know, I was looking for the little antennas going, "Hey, Chop, how you doing?" You know, the two wiggly eyes. That didn't happen. They might have been there, but they were so shriveled up and cooked that it didn't matter. But and I didn't feel it tickle when it went down my throat because, you know, you had a lot of other stuff with it, and I chased it with a beer. Did drink a lot of beer. They have Yingling down there in Florida. We don't have it in Michigan.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my go-to while I was on vacation. Started out with some local IPA, and it kind of was a little too strong. It wasn't going to be an all-day deal for me if I stayed with that, so I went and got some Yingling.
You know, I used to be a pilot, right?
Right.
And I got a chance to be a pilot again last week. I cut 3 large trees down, and I got to pilot. So we had a tree looming that before Alex took off, some of his Army buddies came over and they had a bachelor's party for a weekend at our house. You might remember.
Right.
They had all kinds of semi-automatic weapons.
Or a going-away party.
It was for Skyler.
Right.
And all his buddies came over. It was probably about 6 of them, and they just had a great weekend. But they chose one of my giant hickories as a place to nail the target.
Oh, the backer for the target. Yeah.
And after a year and a half, that thing was leaning pretty good, and it was cracking, and it was headed for the house.
Oh.
So I had to take down a couple trees in front of it, which is good because it's where I want my pole barn anyway.
Right.
So, and let me tell you, it was a trick. It was a trick because it's a real widow maker when they got a crack in them.
Oh, yeah.
So I got my neighbor James to come up and drive the Jeep. I put a couple straps on it. I strapped one of them to the tree next to it just as a safety. And then I put my 150-foot, 1,200-pound rope on the Jeep and slung it up over a branch and secured it. And he tightened that up nicely. And he could have just about pulled it over because it was given when he started putting pressure on it. And I just put a couple little slices in the back and down she went.
Yeah.
And I'm screaming, "Go, go, go," which is my routine when somebody's doing the pull.
Pulling a falling tree toward your vehicle.
Yes.
With one of your buddies in it.
That's why it's
this is rocket science, Bob. I'm telling you, man.
That's why it's 150-foot rope.
Right. So was the tree 145?
Pretty much.
All right. You're good then, right? Yeah.
But when that thing hit, it landed on one of the stumps I had left prior from the two trees in front of it I took down. And the ground shook. This thing is probably 20 inches, 24 inches at the base.
Yep.
Needless to say, I have 2 beautiful 10-foot hickory logs that are going to the mill.
Yeah, sure. Yep. That'll make beautiful interior wood.
Yeah, and then a maple and a white oak. So got to do that. I've been looking for a job. I got a couple job offers, and I think maybe 1 or 2 more coming in. So I'm really excited about some of these companies.
Well, there's a lot of opportunity out there. I'm sure there is.
There are. Yeah. Most of them I don't want. They all say the same thing. When they do that, I'm just like, click, click, click.
Yeah.
But a couple of them just kind of jumped out at me, and I'm just really excited. So I'll get to tell you maybe in a week or two which one I've selected.
Yeah, good for you.
And if they don't fill them before I say yes.
Well, you know, here's the deal, Bob. When you're looking for a job, I think what's meant to be is meant to be.
Yep.
And
got to pray on it.
Right. And if you're going to – here's my deal at my age, your age, our age, is that I want to do something I want to do.
That's me.
I mean, I've done things that I haven't wanted to do, and I'm doing what I want to do. So you know what? The money's important, but it's not everything.
Right.
I guess is where I'm at.
Yep.
Is that, and you got to have some benefits for your kids and your family rather if you got it, and you and your wife, and so it's all this one of those
and
things.
And 2 of the 4 I really want to do, and it looks like the earning potential is phenomenal.
Right. Yep.
So.
And if you're not willing to, or if you're not afraid of taking a chance, and you're willing to work on a commission basis, then, which you and I both are, we kind of thrive on that.
So I cut my teeth.
Then in fact, it becomes a good deal.
Because I need a pole barn.
Right.
And I got the green light from Mama, so all I got to do is...
Well, she did. She knows how you roll, brother. She just gave you that for motivation. But anyway, coming up next, smoking is better than ever, according to Bob. Depends on what you put in your pipe. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Ben Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.